Warning, the following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
Listen to us tonight.
Well, that's a great way to make a great first impression.
Too loud.
Perfect.
No shouting.
We do. We need like playground rules here for Darren.
He's gonna listen
tonight. It's like really? No running, no shouting, no diving off the side of the pool.
But running with scissors is okay.
Yes, running with scissors you can do.
Just here. Only here.
You wouldn't like to see me with scissors.
You would like me when I've got scissors.
They call me Senor Snips. Snip, 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 snip.
I ran with scissors once.
That's the most under. That may be one of the most underrated gangster films of all time.
Oh, it's a great movie. And this is without a doubt Piscopo's best performance in a movie ever.
Yeah,
Joe Piscopo. Absolutely.
Alex, do you even know what we're talking about?
No.
Remember, Alex is 12, so he doesn't know. So he doesn't know. I mean, the best moment is he pulls out this gun. It's like 3 feet long. He's like,
"This goes through.
This shoots through walls. Schools.
What is this?
The name of the movie is called Johnny Dangerously.
Yeah,
Johnny Dangerously.
Yeah. Oh, in fact, what you should do right now, and I'm having a serious deja vu right now. This is absolutely really creepy, but I'm gonna go with it. Okay, you should do is go and just start looking up Johnny Dangerously quotes. It doesn't matter what.
It's a funny movie. It's a spoof on the traditional noir of gangster movies, and it's old. It's got to be what, 89, 88?
Yeah, Joe Piscopo and
the original Batman.
Yeah, Michael Keaton.
Yes.
He walks in and he goes, "What's your name?" He goes, "My name's Dangerously." He goes, and the girl goes, "And isn't it Mary Lou Henner?" You know your name's an adverb?
Oh, my God. It was 1984. Because now I feel super old. That's a 1984 movie.
Okay, so maybe
movie.
Alex was 14.
Wow. Yeah, maybe.
This is the year I was born.
I mean, they hang him. They hang Joe Piscopo. Yeah. Jesus. Shut up, Alex.
Oh, my God. My back hurts.
Yeah, they hang.
How's your name not dangerously then?
They Johnny. Hang Joe Piscopo up on a wall. He's like, "My dad hung me up on a wall once. Once." I mean, that's like his go-to threat. And he never does it. He's like very incompetent. It's a great movie. If you've never seen it, go check it out. This is the Darren Copeland Experience. I'm Big Fuzz. Hello, everybody.
Oh, home Rockies won again.
Yes, they did. We're here taking you till 10 o'clock. We are, we've got some things to talk about. The Rockies, I didn't catch, when it was 8-1, I had to leave. So
8-2.
So they won 8-2. Well, tacos. You get tacos if you feel so inclined again. So they have assured themselves of no worse than a split in Philadelphia. And I was listening to a show earlier today, and they were mentioning something that you had actually mentioned, I want to say a week and a half ago, but
uh-huh.
Mark Stout did the math, quote unquote.
Okay.
And said that if the Rockies do no better than play .500 for the rest of the season, they will go to the playoffs.
Yep. In fact, I was looking at .538 today.
Yeah.
Among other places. And they said the Colorado Rockies have a 61.8% chance to win.
I mean, unless something like absolutely catastrophic happens, they should be in the playoffs at least as a wild card. Although, I mean, what kills me is you've got the Rockies with the best record in the National League, and at the same time, they still have not been able to pull away from Arizona or the Dodgers because those teams are playing good too.
Yep, they sure are.
Toughest division in baseball right now, kind of like the AFC West.
Yeah, we do.
In football. I mean, tough right now. And the fact that it's playing, that they're all playing so well and the Rockies are still leading.
You know, just like the AFC West, just like San Diego. It's tough. It's tough in the AFC West. It's tough in the National League West, except for San Diego.
Except for San Diego. That's fair. Although, you know, in football, the San Diego Los Angeles Chargers now, I guess. I'm going to mispronounce that a lot. But
yeah, because LA is a pretty hard thing to say.
Well, no, but it's just going to naturally be San Diego Chargers. When the Raiders moved to Oakland, back to Oakland, I had just gotten into the habit of calling them the LA Raiders. But San Diego's a tough team in the AFC West, as long as they've got that whiny B.
Are you talking about Phyllis?
Yes.
Phyllis Rivers?
Yes. He's a competitor. He's a good quarterback, and their defense is always pretty tough. I mean, for a team that only wins like 5 or 6 games a year, they're a tough out.
Do you realize that the only reason why Bronco fans in general are mad at Phyllis Rivers?
Don't say Jay Cutler.
Is because
it's not about Jay Cutler.
Well, it is because...
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
He whines all the time, regardless of who's playing quarterback.
No, but he really got it started when he started chewing with Jay Cutler in one of those games. It might have even been a playoff game. And, well, I don't think Jay Cutler ever went to a playoff game, but...
No, not here.
Not here. But so it was in a regular season game, and those two guys started chewing, and because Jay Cutler was our quarterback, we were like, oh, Phyllis Rivers. And in reality, we were probably all on Phillip's side.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You might be.
I didn't say
rational,
now.
Normal Bronco fans will never be on. Phyllis Rivers is a talker for a guy that's never really done anything in his career. What's he done in his career to be able to talk so much smack? He's not Larry Bird. Larry Bird earned the right to talk smack. Magic Johnson, Isaiah Thomas, they earn the right to talk smack. Michael Jordan. What has Phyllis Rivers ever done to talk the kind of smack he does?
He has 10 kids.
Well, there you go. He's Mormon. Fantastic.
No, he's not Mormon.
He doesn't know how to use a condom.
No, kids, not wives.
Oh.
Kids, not wives.
So he doesn't know how to use a condom. That's great. That doesn't give him the right to talk smack.
Maybe him and his wife are just, they just love each other very much.
Who willingly has 10 kids? Oh, God, that is a nightmare. Just thinking about, I can't even think about it. That's terrible.
Well, you're not having them.
No, I'm not. And that's good.
From what I hear, once you get 3, you could have 15.
Yeah, ask the wife that.
Well, no, we know someone who happens to have 4 kids.
Oh, God, okay.
And the female, the wife, the one having them, said, well, 3... And 4 felt a lot the same.
Okay. All right. I just can't. Ugh. Of course, I guess when you have as much money as Phyllis, you can afford to pay nannies to come in and take care of the kids. You don't have to be around them all the time. That's how I do it. If I had to have 10 kids.
No, you get to see, you have the old ones. You have the old school. Ones so that they can take care of the young ones.
Oh, I wouldn't trust my kids. You kidding me?
I wouldn't trust your kids either.
There's no way. You pay for nannies, and then when they're old enough, you send them off to boarding school, and you see them when they're 18 again. So between like the ages of 10 and 18, it's like they don't even exist. Perfect.
You're the type of guy that sends your kids to TAPS.
Well, I wouldn't send them to a military school, but I certainly would. If I could afford it, they would be out of the house at 10. Gone.
That's so mean.
Why?
Mean.
It builds character. Plus, it lets me do the things I want to do.
Do you know what that builds? Serial killers.
Now, there are a lot of people who went to boarding school who are not serial killers.
Yes, including serial killers.
Seriously. Find me a boarding school kid that turned into a serial killer.
Ted Bundy.
One.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
I doubt that.
John Wayne Gacy.
I don't think so either.
Jack the Ripper.
We don't even know who he is.
See? Boarding school.
So I got into an argument today, and we'll talk some sports. We'll talk some Rockies, I'm sure, because we'll beat that dead horse for a while. And there's
that horse is kicking and about ready to win the third stretch of the.
Yeah, but there's not much left we can talk about with the Rockies other than, I mean, they did send Hoffman back down.
Told you.
No, you didn't say. You said, well, they might, but they also might send out some others. I mean, they did. I'm surprised because at some point they are going to run out of options on him.
He needs 50 more innings pitched in order to not be called a prospect.
50 or 15?
50 more innings.
Okay. Well, then I guess they can just keep yo-yoing back and forth from Albuquerque to Denver as long as they want. Mess with the kids' confidence and psyche. That's cool, too. Do that. Good job.
Options are options.
The way he pitched the other night, he ought to be in that rotation. He looked awesome.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this.